Stand by for the Dollar Doctors coming up next on KB Radio. While Willard and Peter warm up their computers, a reminder that for years, the Dollar Doctors have presented free, useful workshops describing their supply and demand approach to the market. Many have attended these strictly educational workshops and have learned about this methodology that's been around for 100 years and works as well today as ever. The Dollar Doctors use this supply and demand method to help determine the probable future trend of any stock or mutual fund. Over the years, hundreds of attendees have used this method to better make unemotional decisions on when to buy and when to sell. You may be among those who, while listening to the Dollar Doctors, have watched the very charts they're discussing. The supply and demand method has many advantages, but one disadvantage, it does require vigilance and can be time-consuming if you really want to feel that you're on top of your assets. That's why over time, some of Willard and Peter's listeners have asked them to manage their investment portfolios as well as their 401ks. Sapriston Asset Management now manages investments for several hundred clients who found it comforting to know that Sapriston Asset Management is watching over their financial well-being and who feel a time-consuming burden's been lifted from their shoulders. If you've ever considered having Sapriston Asset Management help you with your investment decisions, you can easily get full information with no obligation by calling Peter or Willard at 854-7541. They'll be glad to inform you of the many ways they can help. That phone number again, 716-854-7541, or call toll-free at 800-879-7541. And now here are the Dollar Doctors.
Good morning, it's Willard Sapriston.
And Peter Greco.
It is Saturday, May 5th, 2018, on ESPN 1520. We are the Dollar Doctors. Call-in show for stocks, bonds, mutual funds, baseball for Peter, and that number is 803-1520. If you're in the Western New York area, 803-1520 or 1-800-879-7541. We are rebroadcast tonight from 12 to 1 and every Saturday night. We are live and streaming on our website. If you're out of town, Sapriston, SAPERSTON.com. And you can, I listen when I'm in Florida, so I know it works. You can listen on your cell phone now. I've done that too. And we do have free economic research at that website that's fresh every Saturday morning from Stone and McCarthy. They're real good. And we also have a vignette of interest rates, Friday's close a week ago, a month ago, a year ago, and where the markets were in the same and where non-farm payrolls have been, which are up, and gold and oil, et cetera, et cetera. So at a quick glance, you can see what the heck's been going on in the world, and they have a nice write-up right now about inflation and Fed targets. Right now, give us a ring at 803-1520, 803-1520, or 1-800-879-7541.
What about the chat box?
I don't understand that.
Well, then let's forget it.
We need it. Because no one's calling.
If you go to sapriston.com, S-A-P-E-R-S-T-O-N.com, there's a tab that says Dollar Doctor Show. When you click on that, you'll see live streaming. Click on the live streaming. Go down to the bottom of that page. There's a chat box. So if you don't want to make a phone call, although we'd really like to talk to you, but if you don't want to make a phone call, you can go to that chat box. Type in a symbol if you want to put in a symbol and tell us also, you know, whether you own it, you're looking to buy it, you're looking to sell it. That's very helpful. So we do, you know, encourage you, if you don't want to make the phone call, go to sapriston.com, hit the tab, Dollar Doctor Show. You'll see live streaming come up under it. Hit live streaming, go to the bottom of the page, and there chat box is available, and you can just type in your symbol there, and we can go and analyze it, and especially knowing whether you're looking to buy, sell, or hold it. Right now, phone lines are wide open, so give us a call, 803-1520, toll-free, 800-879-7541. There shouldn't be any problem getting in because the lines are wide open. If all of a sudden we get a bunch of calls, we'll give you some other numbers just in case the rollover is still not working, which we don't know. Is the rollover working yet?
Not that I've been told, no.
Okay.
Perfect.
We got the cough button now, but no rollover.
No
yet.
Rollover. Okay. So if you do have a problem, we'll have to start giving, if it starts getting busy, some other phone numbers to give us a call. So do give us a call right now. And once again, if you want to use the chat box at our website, it's saperston.com, SAPERSTON.com. Hit the tab, Dollar Doctor Show. Live streaming comes up. Hit live streaming. Go to the bottom of the page.
Cheshire Mass, wherever the heck they are. Thanks from Bill. Asked us about RYT.
RYT, huh?
Mm.
Okay.
And AAL. I'm not on game today.
No, you're a little bit slow.
Well, it's the way it is. It's what happens when you're a maid. I didn't say that, did I?
No, you're in trouble if she's listening.
We'll find out. No dinner for me. Go to bed.
So go to where it says NASDAQ there.
There you go.
There you go. I got to help you out. Want me to hold your hand or something? You know, move the mouse for you?
Yes. Let's start with they have the wrong glasses.
RYT, is that the first one?
Yeah, S&P equal weight. And
that's S&P equal weight, RYT?
That's what it
How
says.
How about that?
That's what it says.
Yeah, but it's equal weight technologies fund.
Ah, technology.
Maybe you do have the wrong glasses on.
Absolutely. I didn't see the
technology. Because I knew RSP was the equal weight for the S&P. But
you
anyway.
You could buy it here. You could stop it at 146. It closed at 154.
What's the target on it?
Target is 132, so we've exceeded that.
Does he own it? Did he say? Or
I think he's looking to buy it.
Looking to buy it?
Yeah.
So where was your stop on it?
146.
What's the target on it?
It's already exceeded the target.
It already exceeded the target?
Yeah, 132 is
it. Now, it looks like it's consolidating.
I mean, it looks okay.
Looks like it wants to try to at least test the recent high, which was at what?
162.
And it closed at what?
154.
Okay, and what's the 200-day moving average?
Oh, you want to know everything. 143, 200-day, and the 50 at 154.
Okay, so if you're looking to buy this as a somewhat longer term, whatever longer term means to you, you could use the 200-day below it, somewhere below it, as a stop, too, as a long-term investment.
Yeah, which is close to the 146.
Yeah, exactly, so it's close to that. So you could take your pick, depending on your risk tolerance. We always say... pick your out point, based on your risk tolerance.
Always have an out point.
Yep.
Good morning, Dominic from Sarasota. Where have you been?
Good morning. How are you doing?
Long time no see.
Well, I had 6 weeks of baseball, and then I had a spring training, and then I just got back. I was in Illinois for a month.
Well, it's good to know you're still alive and kicking, because when I didn't hear from you, I thought, well, he got one of those infections and went in the hospital, never came out.
No, knock on wood. I haven't had any problems. I've got to shovel snow 3 times up in Illinois when I was just up there in the first part of April.
Well, we wish it was only 3 here.
Where were you in Illinois, anyway?
I was in Bloomington Normal area, and then I was in where I was born, Coal City, Illinois.
Oh, okay.
And it was 26 degrees. But when I left, it was 82. It wasn't bad.
Yeah, that's not bad. 82, no.
Yeah, no, it was just like it was down here.
Right.
And exactly.
Two stocks, Coca-Cola and Dow DuPont.
Well, Coca-Cola closes at... 42.36. I'm assuming you own this because it's your kind of a company. Pays 3.68.
Well, I did. I had sold it when it was like 47 something, 48, some of it. I still own some, but mm-hmm. I was looking to get back in at some point. I was wondering if it was at a, at a buy point.
Well, it's the trend line comes in at 40, the uptrend, and you closed at 42 something, right? So. You're pretty close.
Where's the 200-day?
200-day is 45.
So it's below the 200-day, so it has to get above that. That's not good it's below the 200-day, but anyway. But, it's a boring, long-term holding.
You wouldn't say that if you bought it at 25.
No, I agree, but long-term,
They've been perking up, I thought.
Yeah, they've been picking up lately. So
I'm just going to change the box size real quick to see if I get a better insight. And Yeah.
Made it look worse.
You made it look worse. In fact, if you change the box size to what we call half-point box, you wouldn't buy this stock. Or if you bought it here, you'd stop it at 41. And if you couldn't take that, didn't like that, you'd stop it at 39 for sure.
Yeah, and having said that, you got to realize it's more a defensive-type stock. So if they
haven't been doing well. The tobaccos and all that stuff. Nope. In the food stocks.
Oh, yeah.
General Mills people don't care.
Yeah, well, Kraft, Kellogg's, all those.
Yeah, they want all the hot,
right in the bullet.
Hot money.
And if you notice, you go to the store, soda prices are going up, 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 and up, you know.
Why is that?
I don't know. I can't
sugar?
Figure it out.
Probably because of sugar.
I have no idea why it's going.
Sugar?
No, I got a Fresca. You know how much that was at one of our local markets? Like $2.50 a bottle or something like
no
that?
No way.
Yeah, exactly.
And you bought it?
No.
Well, I would think
I
you
walked,
wouldn't.
I walked out.
Good. Now you're talking.
Anyway, so, I mean, you know, just based on our approach, there's no reason for us particularly to buy it. Doesn't mean it's not going to work, you know.
Yeah.
But, you know, as Willard said, there's good support, in the 40 area, you said? Somewhere.
Well, I don't know about good, but the final support is 40. And the final support after that is 37. So if you wanted to buy 300 shares, you'd buy 100 here and 100 at 40 and 100 at 37.
Yeah.
If you could take it, right?
Right. Right. Oh, yeah.
Because Howard Ewart, our friend who's passed away, of course, used to like it when a stock like this dropped. And he'd say, I hope it goes lower so I can build a position. I hope it goes lower.
Oh, yeah. So you don't buy it all at once.
No, that's for sure.
And you want a DOW?
Or no.
DD?
DWDP.
What is it?
DWDP.
Yeah, they changed it because they're Dow DuPont now.
Yeah. Follow it, yeah. You notice
DWDP.
And that is closed at 64.5, pays 2.36. You would hold on to it here, but you would stop it at 61, and you would hope it would get to 69. It's not the trend is not great. I mean, it's dropping.
Right. Well, I got it because I had Dow before they went together,
right.
And so I got Dow DuPont. But the reason why I ask in their notes, it said that. Dow in 2019, they're supposed to split it into three different companies or sections, whatever it is. Later on, or in 2018 or beginning of 2019, they're going to spin off into three separate. Dow DuPont will be.
Well, in your case, you'd hold on to it and hope and pray, right?
Oh, yeah.
But I thought the chemicals were doing well, Peter,
well,
right?
A lot of things can happen. You know, that's their plans. Is it going to work
out? Oh, yeah.
Who knows? You know, 2019 is 2019, you know.
Right. Oh, yeah. Well, with the oil prices coming up and, you know, depending on what they use, what feedstock they use to make their plastic and stuff, it's...
It hurts, yeah.
You know, depending on, you know, what they're... I mean, I'm sure it's going up now because of the prices of the stuff going up, and it depends if they crack a mixture of ethane EP mix or if it's straight ethane or straight propane, mm-hmm. and that stuff that so it depends on what they're paying for the feedstock and
a lot involved.
What byproducts they get from cracking it too. So.
Oh yeah, where's the 200 day on this thing? Anyway?
200 day is 69.97.
And it closed at what?
64.
Another one. Yeah, you want to see it back over the 200 day, you know, above 69 and staying there. Yeah. So anyway, it's
If someone came in, I'd say you could buy it, but you'd stop it at 61 if someone wanted to buy it.
But if somebody said, should I buy it? I wouldn't buy it right now.
I'd look for something.
Look for something else.
Well, you know what we call an uptrend.
Right. Exactly. So there you go. For what it's worth.
All right. Well, thank you very much.
Okay.
How's the weather down there? I'm going to be down there in a month in the summer.
Oh, it's going to be 89 or 90 today, but it's not humid, and there's a nice breeze. You know, it's been nice since we got back, so I can't complain. In the summer, it's humid, though. That's the worst part.
I know, but I can handle that. Thank you.
All right. Talk to you. Have a good day.
Take care, Dominic. You are listening to the Dollar Doctors, Willard Saperstein, Peter Greco, brought to you by Saperstein Asset Management, FINRA SIPC, MSRB, RIA. We manage accounts. Good morning, Art from New Jersey.
Good morning, Wilbur, and Willard, rather, and Peter. Nice to see you.
You can call me what you want. It's all right.
Yes. Just don't call you late for dinner.
Right.
All right. I'm not going to be left out in the cold like your preview says on the thing. It's gotten very warm down here in Jersey all of a sudden.
Really?
Yeah, we're in the 90s yesterday.
Really? Boy.
Really good, yeah.
Sounds like Florida.
It's a breakaway.
Yeah,
I've got three items today.
IMMU got to 19.5 and dropped to 18, as you know.
Yeah, I'm looking at my...
And it has a price objective of 25. It's not horrible.
Yeah, that's what I was going to ask. Is that on the technical chart?
Yeah. On what we call the point and figure chart. And you can get that by going to stock charts. And then they offer you different kinds, candlestick and line charts. But you'll see it there.
I have a chart based on, I went in on a website and got from IMMU, and I got a chart and a high and a low and all.
Mm-hmm. Yep. I mean, it still looks good. I'd stay there.
Second item I have is Zimmer. Now, ZBH, and I'm looking at a chart here also. And it says it finished at 116.22, up $1.04. And its high has been 133, but that's going back to 2017.
It's bucking up against a downtrend, and downtrend line anyways. Yeah, the 200-day, which Peter's into today, is 116, so he won't like that because it's below.
Right.
Price objective was 98. It exceeded that. I just bought Stryker for a client.
That's your competitor.
Yeah, but the chart looks much better. Instead of going down, it's going up.
Oh, that's great.
This would have to go to what to make you? It'd have to go above.
Well,
they
have to go to 122 to what we call breakout.
And go above the trend line.
And then if it goes to 132, you're above that. You're going to start making new highs.
I'd have to at least see it hit 122 to say maybe it's.
Yeah, if someone said I want to buy it, I'd put it what they call a buy on stop. In other words, it's got to get to 122, which means it broke out, so to speak.
Yeah.
Before you put money.
Last item, as you know, Snap.
I hope you didn't bring that up because
I knew you were going to bring that up.
I know what you think of it. So
it's
1079 down.
CR.
I know that's a different symbol, but any case, what I was thinking of, since I'm holding some, is if it were to get low, say at 8 or 7, do I have the capability of selling it and then waiting 31 days and then buying it back at the low price?
Of course. Yeah.
See, I'm thinking of taking it. If that happened, I'd take a tax loss of about $8,000, which would help this year.
Yep.
Yeah, you're trained as an accountant, as we know. So.
Yeah. Even though I don't have a degree in accounting, I got it in chemistry.
So you got it in your head.
I remember a long time ago you called. I said if it went under 1691, I'd be out of it, you know.
Yeah. Oh, no, you were right. I mean, some things I don't pick too well, right. But there's some
analysts that are
still saying 22 and 23.
Well, that's good.
I don't know who that is. You know, there's a lot of stocks like this that are coming out, and they came, you know, one of them is DocuSign, and one of them is Black Carbon or Carbon Black.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And that just came. And they deal with more cybersecurity stuff, which seems to be a hot button today, you know?
Right.
And if you're going to take, as you call it, take a flyer, you would want a company that has positive sales and earnings, at least I would.
Oh, sure. I see one of the things, Snap redesigned flops, sending stock down to all-time low.
What's a rating? What's a flop?
Snap is a flop.
Going down.
Oh.
It's interesting. Okay. They have flop.
They're revamped the system, their app. So. Yeah.
Well, my understanding is they have too much competition from other firms.
Oh, yeah. What is it? Instagram, I guess. Is part of
Instagram is owned by Google, and they've got all the money in the world. You know?
Yeah.
Is it Google or Facebook?
I thought it was Google. I could be wrong.
Okay.
But you know, the big deal with this was all the kids were going to Snapchat.
Oh, with those pictures with the noses and the ears.
Yeah, and I mean, it's very cute. Don't get me wrong.
It's very cute.
Money?
Very cute and very dumb, but anyway.
Well, I think it's a dumb thing to use, but to buy, you know, as a bottom fish.
It shows you where the youth of America is headed, right?
Right, right.
So there you go.
Well, wonderful talking to you guys.
All right, good talking
Thanks,
to you.
Thanks, Art.
All right, thank you. Bye.
Okay, you're listening to Willard Saperston, Peter Greco, the Dollar Doctors. Call us in Western New York, 803-1520, 803-1520, or out of town, 1-800-879-7541. And if you're listening out of town, you can call us because you can listen on the off the website, live and streaming, right?
Yep, and go back to our chat box because you didn't finish the symbol for the guy.
Well, the other one was A-A-L. I wrote it down so I could circumvent that.
Okay, so we'll go back from the chat box, which is at our website, the Dollar Doctor Show tab, live streaming under it.
We never put it on the top.
And go to the bottom.
Which would have been easy.
Well, let's make people do certain things, you know, keep their brains moving, you know.
I've always operated on full service.
The internet has killed everybody's brains, you know.
Well, that's for sure. And certainly the children.
Yeah. But anyway, what's AAL?
When's the last time a kid?
Did this guy own AAL?
American Airlines? How about that?
Doesn't look great, does it? Certainly rising oil prices aren't a help, but.
If I owned it, I would stop it at 39, American Airlines. Mm-hmm. It did close at 42.
And so.
Would I buy it here? Not in your life.
If for some strong reason you want to buy it, you could buy it. And if it went to 39, you're out.
You could do that too.
Yep.
And I'm going to look at a half box chart, and I can't get to the bottom because we have a slow mouse, I guess.
Must not have gotten fed this
morning.
There you go. What can I tell you?
Yeah.
Yeah, big deal.
Another stop point at 40, 39, 40.
Yeah, they could use, you know, 40, 39.
If I owned it and I didn't want to sell it, I'd still stop it there just in case.
Yep.
Good morning, Vic.
Hey, good morning, guys. As always, a good show.
Thank you.
Well, you're a great caller, even if you give me a lot of arcane questions about interest rates.
On what now? Say that?
Interest rates.
I didn't understand what he said. He said arcane. You know, you're giving him arcane questions.
On interest rates and bank loans.
I have to look that word up.
You know. I know.
Well, after you guys are up to it.
When I was young, I thought of myself maybe as an intellectual, but now it's over.
Right. I got a question for you.
No.
A strategy question.
Okay.
You mentioned to an earlier caller that if you wanted to buy 300 shares of XYZ stock, you buy 100 at 41, you buy 100 at 38, and you buy 100 at 35, right?
Okay. Yep.
Now, on the way, okay, so you buy your 100 at 41. It goes, so what's your strategy if you're obviously you're buying a stock for it to appreciate. What's your strategy if the thing does what you want it to do and then goes up?
Well, you've screwed yourself, if I can say that on the radio. I mean, you haven't really because you're making money, right? You're just not making $300 a point, which is what your plan was.
Why would you not do the same thing on the way up and pyramid it with 100 or 1,700, 400 on the way up? That's the way you're going to catch your big winners.
Well, as I've always said, different strokes for different folks, you know.
To buy a sweater. You like to buy a $50 sweater for $10 in the discount store, right?
Yeah.
That's the mentality of most investors today.
Well, there's very well-known traders, and they all have.
I'm not defending it, by the way. I'm just saying that's how knowing this client. How he should approach it.
But everybody follows different approaches. Okay. And the bottom line is, if you find averaging down works for you, then fine, you use that. But I've seen some well-noted people who've done very well in the market say you never, ever average down. It's a loser's game, right? That's their opinion, and that's their rules. And then I see people who follow exactly what you say. You only buy on the way up because the stock's proving that it's on its way up, and you keep adding to it on the way up.
Yeah, I mean, that's William O'Neill 101 mm-hmm. there. You know, your pyramid on the way up.
Yeah.
And that's, you never take a big loss. You keep your capital.
You know, you buy 600 at 40, you buy 400 at 44, and you buy 250 at 52, and then you got a position, and then you could start, you know, using your stop losses on the way down.
But you know, one thing you should do is, if you're averaging up, you don't buy the same amount.
No, he wasn't. He was buying less shares.
You buy less shares, right? Yeah.
That's what I just said. Yeah,
right. You say, yeah, I missed that. Yeah.
Yeah. Quick question. You know, everybody's this bank trade, the regional banks, that's a crowded trade. Everybody and their brother's been on regional banks. I've sold puts on KBE, KBR, the ETF?
Yep.
Okay, everybody's on these regional banks and they haven't done anything.
I feel the same way you do.
Good, okay.
They haven't done anything, so I'm putting very short stop losses or selling all that stuff out. But that's how I feel. That's why people hire you for your plan. That's the plan.
But don't forget, the market hasn't done anything either.
It's very strong.
Yeah.
I mean, KBE is very strong with all kinds of support at 47, which is why you'd sell puts, you know.
I've been selling puts at 47 for the last 3 months. But I guess my question is, I'm looking at a couple of charts I've been watching forever. Regions Financial, RF is one, and BBT.
Well, let's look at RF right now.
Would you wait on a breakout on those before you jumped in?
Oh, closed at 18.
Right.
Well, if you wanted to, you could buy it here and you could stop it at 17, right? Okay. But it looks very strong. It's got what we call a bullish triangle in the 15 area. And it did break out at 20 recently. And it's come back, as Peter would say, to retest the 50-day moving average is 1896. So you're on the 50-day. I mean, you certainly could buy half here. Now, Peter probably disagrees, so I'm waiting for him to say something.
No, I mean, I don't have a problem with that. I mean, you don't want to see it break down below the recent low.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. 18 or 1790
yeah, right.
or something.
Yeah, exactly. But this could be a buy point for it, you know.
And you'd only risk a buck, basically. You pay 1870 and stop at 1770, something like that, with a limit, of course.
And BBT is the exact same chart.
And the price objective is 32, by the way, NRF.
What's BBT, then?
BBT is the identical chart. It's just a higher price stock.
Right, yeah.
It's exactly the same.
We're looking.
Somebody else showed this unbelievable. It was Evercore or something like that. Evercore Bank, unbelievable chart.
Is it EV
EVC
or EVN
or EVC?
I may own that. Okay, so BBT had a reversal, right? And it was in a column of X's, and there we are.
Yeah, and could be bought with a stop at what?
50.
Yeah.
Although, when you look to the left, you're at support at 49.50.
Yeah. Yeah. See, but you look to the left and say, well, that's support, 49. But what happens if 49 breaks out? Well, then the risk is down to 41, 42.
If it breaks the trend line.
Right, yeah. But you're at support there. So you say, well, 50 support, maybe I'll give it 49.5, 49, you know. So how much risk? But it's at a potential buy point, plus it had reversed up, you know.
So it looks stronger. But for your methodology, RF, it looks like a better, easier bet with less risk. I don't know.
Hey, Wilbur, you're a bottom fisher from way back.
No, I've changed. And don't say it in front of Peter. I'll be embarrassed.
You guys never change your stripes. Come on. Hey, yeah. I got a question. When is Willard Saperstein going to start jumping in on these consumer staple stocks, the Kraft Heinz's, the General Mills? The Kellogg's, I mean, when is enough where you're going to start nibbling?
When they can show some strength. That's my point, right?
Okay.
I mean, you want to catch a falling knife? Not me.
Your buddy Carter Braxton Worth was on yesterday on the show, mm-hmm. and he made a case for, you know, starting to nibble now because of the value on the valuation.
Well, there we go. We're doing the averaging down.
What you would do, let's talk about GIS, General Mills. you would, you know, we use point and figure. You would set in a, what we call an alert for a column reversal. So it would have to go from zeros dropping, or that's the knife Peter's talking about, to at least a column of X's, which means this is a three-box reversal system. So if you're at 42, you'd have to add three. And it would change columns at 45, and at least it put a bottom in at that point. Doesn't mean it's the bottom, but at least you have a chance. So right. you don't know where that knife's going to go to, so you wait, and you set the computer for a column reversal, and you get an email. That's how we do it.
Quick final question. Where's the silver guy been?
I don't know.
All I know is my wife bought a bottle of colloidal silver, whatever that's called, and I saw it in the bathroom. I don't know if she drinks it or what she does with that stuff.
Don't know where he's been.
Always enjoyed his calls, and I haven't heard from him.
Yeah, a long time. You're right.
Business must be good with the
hopefully that's the case. Hopefully he's so busy he can't call. Yeah.
I'm going to go bet the Derby now, guys.
Okay, that's right. Derby day.
It's going to be fun to watch anyway.
It's Derby day and Cinco de Mayo for all the drunkards, right?
Best 2 minutes in sport, the Derby.
Yep.
nice to talk, Vic.
Have a good day now.
You too. Take care.
We're going to break.
You are listening to The Dollar Doctors. Every Saturday morning, live from 10 to 11, Willard Saperston and Peter Greco of Saperston Asset Management answer your questions about stocks, bonds, and mutual funds. The Dollar Doctors are heard live every Saturday morning on ESPN 1520 Buffalo. Their shows are also available 24/7 at saperston.com. Years of previous shows are available there. The Dollar Doctors shows also rebroadcast Saturday night at midnight. If you'd like to have Saperston Asset Management evaluate your portfolio and discuss management services, you can contact Willard or Peter by calling in Buffalo 854-7541 or toll free 800-879-7541. Again, in Buffalo 854-7541, toll free 800-879-7541. Now back to the Dollar Doctors.
We're back. Willard Saperston, Peter Greco, the Dollar Doctors. On Saturday, May 5th at 10:33, we are rebroadcast from 12 to 1. We are live and streaming on our website, Saperston, SAPERSTON.com. And we are a member of FINRA and SIPC and we're registered with MSRB. We are an RIA. So we will manage accounts. We will manage accounts at the firm. We will manage accounts held by, you know, 401(3)(b), 401k provider. We use relative strength. My daughter does that. She does a great job, et cetera, et cetera. Right now, give us a ring, 803-1520, 803-1520. If you're in Western New York, or 1-800-879-7541. We're going to go to the chat. What do you call that?
Chat box.
And see what it says. So we were looking, and we looked at RYT and AAL for someone from Cheshire, Mass. And there's someone in Brooklyn that wants us to look at, I got to write this down, AWK.
American Water Works.
Yeah. EXC, this must be the whole portfolio. EBR. We have a whole laundry list here. FCFS, GE, I wouldn't touch it, even though I'm a bottom fisher, KHC, and U.S. Steel.
Yeah, we'll go as we can until somebody calls. So,
no, but anyway. You want to call us, we take those calls first, 803-1520 or 1-800-879-7541, AWK. Here we go. Seems to me we looked at this last week.
Yeah, I think Cheryl called on that.
And I don't know how we got someone in Brooklyn to listen to us, but we did.
AWK looks very interesting. Assuming he owns these, right? Are we assuming he owns these?
I can go back and...
Well, we assume he owns them, right?
Doesn't say.
Well, if he has that many stocks, I would guess he owns them. We'll guess that.
Okay.
Anyway.
And by the way, they posted this 6 days ago. I wonder if we did all this last week.
But that was 6 days ago? He isn't even listening.
right.
Probably. Anyway, you can go to the chat box at saperston.com, SAPERSTON.com. Go to where it says Dollar Doctor Show, click on that. It says live streaming. Hit live streaming, and then go down to the bottom of the page. And you can type in a symbol, tell us whether you own it, looking to buy it, looking to sell it. And we can do, you know, the analysis based on, you know, what you're looking to do with that particular
item. We had a client
item.
Come in yesterday, or a prospect who's now a client, and I was trying to remember the name of the man that that started the SNL crisis.
Mm-hmm.
And I saw him at the Phoenician in the lobby doing things he shouldn't do. You know, he was selling commercial projects. I'm backing them by a savings and loan, which I guess is against the charter. And his name was Charles Keating. Remember
Interesting.
Him?
Oh,
I think
yeah,
he went to jail, but he was someone's uncle or cousin or something. Yeah. He got.
Well, don't forget, Volcker had a big part in that, too. He put the savings and loans out of business when he raised interest rates to 20% or whatever. But anyway.
Well, we now have something current. NYCB. NYCB. Am I doing that right? No, KeyBank. There you go. What do you think of Key?
Don't know. What do I think of Key? Banked there.
And from Vero, so do we.
I think they have a rotten credit card system, but that's beside the point. Every other credit card system, you know, I can go order something at the restaurant, look at my credit card online, and there it is, right? Takes them, I don't know, forever to get it posted. Anyway.
So that's your...
That's my opinion.
So is this a complaint show?
No, well, you call them and they say, well, somebody else handles their credit card system. I say, okay.
It's what we tell people.
Yeah, I know.
My internet's not
right.
working. Someone
right.
Call the 800 number.
Exactly.
And then they don't answer you.
But I think I've always said, as long as it holds that support, what is it, 18 to 19, whatever
yeah.
it is?
Yeah, well, 17 to 19.
17 to 19.
Looks strong.
Probably okay. Is he looking to buy it or is he holding it? Or
I think he holds it.
Holds it, yeah. I mean, right now, I mean, the banks are under a bit of pressure. They had big run-ups, number one, so a lot of profit taken. Number two, you know, with the yield curve flattening, you know, and the
you
spread.
You can see that on our website because there's a whole list of the three-month, six-month, three-month LIBOR, two-year Treasury, three-year Treasury, 10-year Treasury, 30-year Treasury.
Everything you never wanted to know about.
What it doesn't show
right.
is the 7-year, which is only 5 basis points from the 10-year.
Well, it's the spread is considered the 2-year to the 10-year. So, but anyway,
maybe that's your spread.
That's what everybody says the spread is.
Well, so it's the consensus.
It's the consensus.
It's
always been what they've called the spread.
Consensus.
Right? It's accepted by everybody.
I don't know how to say consensus.
Well, whatever.
In plural.
It's accepted by
consensuses.
Everybody. Consensuses. But you're like everybody else. You change the parameters to suit your whatever
consensuses
you're trying to prove, right?
Never. No, consensuses are never.
Well,
right.
Anyway, there you
never
go.
Never right.
So if you know you want to see that 17 to 19 area, hold on it right now.
KeyBank. Good morning, Bill yeah. from Hamburg.
Hey, Will, listen, you don't crash the market the day before Thanksgiving. You don't crash it on Christmas Eve. And you certainly don't crash it the day of the Kentucky Derby.
Who's going to win?
I'm going to go with Mendelsohn, the English horse.
Okay, I'm going to remember that. I'm
going to
watch it tonight. Or
what's
if you're going to go back, let me book it, and then if you win, I'll pay you.
What's the odds on it?
I think it's like second choice.
Second choice, 5-1 about? Okay.
But,
I thought everybody thought Justify was going to win it, but anyway.
Justify's a big underlay. I mean, if he wins, fine,
yep.
but you're not going to get
you're
anything,
not get anything right. Yep.
of what he's should go off at.
But know what you do. Know what you do the day before it, though. You buy Churchill Downs, right?
I'll tell you, there's one of the few stocks that didn't crash in my portfolio. It's still hanging in there like a champ.
Right, wow, I noticed that.
What's the symbol?
I think it's CHD.
I thought it was
CHDN. Wow.
Oh,
I wish you did something wrong.
CHDN, it is. Okay. Yeah.
Well, listen, Pete. When we invested when we were youngsters, did we actually look and care about what the 10-year yield is? Of course not. I never gave it a thought. I tell you, I don't know what's going on now. Everybody's losing their mind, everything. But you know what? What's interesting is about 2-3 weeks ago, a number of my stocks hit new highs. Now they're all down 10-15%.
Exactly.
Okay, I got a couple of defense stocks.
Oh, yeah.
Look at what happened to them, but they were way overvalued.
Oh, yeah.
But you get so sobered up when you see them drop, like, you know, 15% a week.
Yeah, as Victor used the term, that was a crowded trade.
Very crowded, but you know what? Just if you bought them at much lower levels,
oh, yeah.
You just ride it out, and the most of them a nice yield, and they're great companies, so like anything else. But, wow, Pete, this is a very interesting market.
Well, I'll tell you, what one do you have up
that's
there?
That's Boeing I have up.
Yeah, but very, very bullish article in Boeing in today's Barron's.
Boeing went...
Well, it's a tremendous company.
Yeah, that they're
I
saying
mean, how they're... How 380, right? Yeah, now it's 335,
yeah.
30.
Yeah. Yeah.
You buy 20 shares, you're putting it away.
Yeah.
It went to 312 on the low here.
Yeah, there's an article as Boeing is going to take over the airspace, you know.
Well, who knows? But you know what? I don't know. Now everybody's talking about the Nifty 50 and all this stuff. I don't know. Who knows? But they were. There is one stock on the board that you would think it's still the greatest bull market in history. What is that stock, Willard?
It's got to be Apple.
No. It starts with a B and ends with a P.
BP?
BP?
Yeah.
It never corrected?
No, it never did.
Never did. They didn't cut the yield. They've been telling us for 3 years. Still yielding, well, almost 6%. So something's going on there. Yeah, that stock is getting taken out. They're going to have a big merger with some. I still think the oil patch, you're going to get a big merger coming up this year. Chevron's going to merge with somebody. ExxonMobil's going to take over somebody. I guarantee it.
Royal Dutch looks pretty good, too.
Royal Dutch on ConocoPhillips.
Yeah, yeah.
Tremendous charts. And look at the chart of West. Punch up the weekly chart at West Texas Intermediate.
Well, we
it looks like 85 hours long term. Yeah. How much money are they going to make in 85-hour oil?
Well, it was interesting. Yeah. There was in Barron's today. They're saying if they put sanctions on Iran, that's at least $10 a barrel. You know,
I totally believe it.
Yep.
I think Trump's got a lot of these countries on the run, no matter what CNN tells you. He's doing something right with some of these countries. All of a sudden, they ran roughshod for years. Now, all of a sudden, a lot of these countries are backing off. And what's going on in Venezuela? That's a total mess.
That is a mess. Yeah, that's a mess.
So, you know, the one thing I am looking at, just let's focus on the Dow Jones transports. We don't want to see 10,130 come out. If they can hold up here for a few more weeks, the market might be okay for a while.
Okay, well, watch that
you're
very
right.
Carefully.
I think the Dow theory gave a sell, didn't it?
I don't think it did yet. Oh. That's what everybody's worried about.
Well, there's another one. There's all sorts of different interpretations of the Dow theory.
So right. What happened to the old Dow theory?
He died.
I think
Richard Russell died. That's the problem.
That's a problem now, Pete. All our heroes are dying.
They're gone.
Richard Russell.
That's right.
All the great technicians.
Justin Mamus. I think he died.
Justin Mamus was my man.
He was 90-something.
And he was a technician, but he had a feel for the market. He goes, the charts are looking so bad here, I got to be bullish. No technician would be like that. In 82, he was like super bullish when our friend called for the biggest sell signal there. What was his name again?
The ventriloquist.
Yeah, did he die? He probably died, too.
He should have died. Big mouth.
Hey, you guys have a great week.
You, too. Good talking to you.
Thanks,
take
Bill.
Care.
You're listening to Willard Sapristan, Peter Greco. The Dollar Doctor is brought to you by Sapristan Asset Management, FINRA SIPC, MSRB, RIA. Give us a ring, 803-0323 or 1-800-879-7541. Good morning, John.
Hi, how you doing? I call about every 6 or 8 months just to see if you guys can make me feel better about an investment I made, and that is the ever popular XXII.
Mm.
And wondering if you guys are feeling any better about it yet, or you're still concerned.
Well, their big hit is the nicotine thing. You know, low or no nicotine cigarettes. You know, people get excited periodically when news comes out. I mean, you know, this is
It's been at $4 and it's at $2.20 right now, right?
Yeah, every time it gets up, I get the itch, and then I start reading about it. Not only is it nicotine, but also they're getting involved in marijuana as well. So
yeah,
I start thinking that, well, that's going to be a big winner down the road.
Listen, if you're interested in marijuana, what about Constellation Brands? Because that's a real company, and they've decided that they've just bought a big pot company out of Canada, and they've decided that if someone's going to get, I guess, drunk or high or whatever, they want a piece of that action. They don't care where it comes from.
I don't think they bought the company. They bought an interest, 10%.
They bought an interest.
TWMJ.
And they also have an option.
But, you know, but whatever you read about these things, that's nice and so forth. Take a little money off the table. You know, take some money off the table when you get that pop, you know.
Yeah, I think that's my next play.
Yeah, I mean, you know, of course, the next time you do that, it's going to go, but who cares? I mean, you know, the bottom line is that at least then, as they say, you're playing with their money, you know.
take the win.
Yep.
Okay, thanks very much.
Okay, take care.
Thanks for the call. Give us a ring, 803-1520 or 1-800-875. What's the number? 879-7541. We're live Saturday, May 5th, ESPN feed.
Phone lines are wide open. Check the chat box, see if anything popped up there.
Hard to tell. I don't think it's well developed.
Well, it's the top of it. You have to read the top of it.
EMN from Skinny Atlas, and they own it.
There you go.
EMN.
It's not that hard.
Well, it's hard for a guy.
I can see you're never going to use Snapchat.
EMM. I like the pictures when I see them. I mean, they're very cute. What did he say?
Would you say EMN?
I don't know anymore. Edward, Mary, Nancy. How about
that? That sounds good.
We can handle that.
And we'll see what EMN is. I don't recognize the symbol, but that doesn't mean anything. Yeah, there's thousands of symbols out there, that's for sure.
Eastman Chemical, you should recognize that.
They're EMN. It's holding up, you know.
Unlike when we were looking at Dow DuPont.
Yeah, it's holding up reasonably well. What's the price target?
Price chart target 131 on point and figure.
And what it closed at?
Last trade 104, 50-day 94, 50-day 105, 200-day 94.
And it closed at what?
104.80.
Yeah, so depending if you bought it.
He owns it.
Okay. Oh, so watch that 200-day. You don't want to see it below the 200-day. 94. Got a potential target of 131. I would hold it right now.
I'd be a holder.
Definitely.
Okay.
Yep. Looks
if that
decent.
Came in on an account for us to manage, it would be held.
It would be held, yeah. Okay.
Now, let's see. Someone's asking about the fangs.
What about them?
Well, I want to just see if...
Obviously, Apple's a good fang.
That's nicely put.
Amazon's a good fang.
I mean, I would be holding them. That's. Do I believe in the stock bounce? In other words, they bounced with Apple because Buffett went in yesterday and bought a bunch.
Yeah, but the news on Apple is great. You know, people keep picking it apart for the iPhone, but their service sales are going up dramatically.
I better throw in the towel.
But I'm saying forget the iPhone. You know, that's nice. You know, it's kind of a mature thing. But their service part of their business is booming.
Well, they have a ton of cash,
iTunes,
which I like.
iCloud, all their stuff. They're starting to get subscribers. People keep picking them apart, and they just keep doing well in all their businesses. So, yes, I believe the bounce, for now. you know, things can change. It's a very volatile market out there, you know, so you have to protect yourself in all those stocks because all of a sudden things can change. Any kind of news can come
I've
out.
I've gone through some of the accounts and I've stopped a third of that kind of stuff just in case.
Yeah. I mean, if you own them, have out points on those stocks. If you're going to buy them, know where the risk is to the downside and whether you want to take that risk. Yeah.
Good morning, Ed.
Yes, good morning. I also own Dow DuPont, and I observed the earnings call, and they bought their own gas property, natural gas property, and contracted to have 2 weeks rigs to start drilling. So I think they're going to take care of the natural gas needs of the company.
Well, that's good.
Yeah, I mean, very good.
You know,
and they also have expected synergies of their getting together of over $1 billion to come. And that has to take place this year before they start dividing.
Yep.
So I think there is a bright future here.
Well, there is. And, you know, you're talking about fundamentals and a long-term situation. You know, I always look at the prices going down. That's not good.
Yeah. Well, I think it just was the malaise that was in the market.
But, right. Yeah, it could be. But this thing's really gotten hit, you know, no question.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
But I'm holding that.
Well, that's okay. I mean, you hopefully you'll be all right in the long run, and that you know that's all right. Yep.
Just like Astronics, I'm still holding that.
That's
started to break a little bit.
That's a wild one over the years, I'll tell you.
Yes, you know. Indeed. Yep. But my basic cost is very low. So.
Yeah, well, you're okay there. Yeah, but yeah. I mean, but I know somebody in that, so I've been watching it over the years, and boy, that's a volatile stock in the long run, you know. So
yeah, well, they've made some decent acquisitions. The trouble is they've loaded up the top so much that their costs have gone way up.
That's the bad part, exactly.
Yeah, yep. And hopefully the revenue will come and bail them out. But earnings are next week. So.
Okay, well, be interesting to see, that's for sure.
Yeah, okay, thank you.
Thank you very much for the information. Appreciate it.
You're welcome.
Take care.
Thanks a lot, Ed. You have been listening and still are listening.
You're still listening. You still got 4 minutes. That's not, you know.
You got 4 minutes?
You got anything on the chat box
here,
for 4 minutes?
The chat box site is.
Yeah.
Not since the FANG question.
Since the FANG question.
See if there's something or anything.
I guess that
stocks are supposed to tumble when the 10-year yield hit 3% per gun latch. I don't know if he said that.
Yeah, I don't know if he did or not. Yeah.
And what happens is, as I was saying about consensus or consensuses.
Whatever you're saying.
The consensus was that everybody was terrified that the 10-year yield would go above 3, but not just hit 3. That doesn't mean anything. And generally when there's a consensus, it doesn't happen. Something else happens. I don't know what, but something else happens. Good morning, Dan.
Guys,
little philosopher.
How are you this morning?
Okay, what's up? Got
hey,
a little, few minutes. You always wait.
Now I understand why Apple jumped the other day.
Oh yeah, I mean the rest of the business. You know, people don't realize how many subscribers.
No, I mean Buffett.
Yeah. Oh, Buffett. Well, that helped, but.
So you.
As somebody pointed out in Barron's, Buffett was a big bull on IBM.
I was going to just say that.
You know what? That's half my conversation. That's half my thoughts. I'll give you the rest of my thoughts after.
Okay.
But you were saying their other businesses look good.
Oh, exactly. They're booming up 31% in the services business. And you know.
Excellent. Because
you
know what I usually find?
Yep.
When Buffett buys, you sell. It always happens.
Interesting.
Because everybody jumps in.
Yep.
The price skyrockets. And then it comes down.
Yeah, well, that's interesting.
Well, it did break out, as we call it, and we do have a $230 price objective on.
So what would be a good buy point, like to see it come back to averages or something?
Might be 178, and that's pretty close to 183.
178. Okay.
The 50-day is 172, and the 200 is 166. I don't get it on the screen, but you might look at the 13 or the 20-day.
Okay, so you're thinking.
So 50-day, 172 at worst, but 178 if it was a valid breakout's a good point.
172 to 178. Okay, that's where I'll look at.
Yep.
Do you guys follow Abiomed at all?
What's the symbol? On it?
ABMD.
No, obviously not. Yeah.
I keep watching this thing, trying to get a good point to get
ABMD,
it.
ABMD, huh?
But it's like every time it stabilizes, you just it. If it moves, it just moves and forget it.
Well, you got to do the I'll buy half or something here.
Yeah, that's probably the way to do it. This stupid thing is so hard to try and figure this one out.
Well, price objective $500 and it closed at $350, right?
Oh, now. My goodness. It's just like the last 2 days. It must have announced earnings or something.
Yeah, something must have
If you go out. Into the IBD thing, they'll give you estimated earnings and all that, and it's one of the IBD stocks.
Yeah, you know, I was watching this thing months ago where like...
It was just, basing forever. You know?
Oh, yeah, yeah. I was watching this thing a couple months ago where... It broke out of a base. I think it was like around 200, 230 or something.
Yeah,
I was looking at it, and I go, hmm.
Yeah, the buy point on this was what, when it went up to...
Well, you had a 312, and you had a 256 before that, and you had a 204, you know.
Oh, my goodness.
A whole bunch of them.
So anyway, right now, 312.
Is that where it closed?
Well, it closed at 350, and the price objective, 500.
But if you wanted to look at a buy point for it?
Oh, 312-ish.
312.
If you were lucky enough to have a go.
Yeah, I don't know.
Or halfway back.
Yeah.
But that's the thing about these big movers. You know, if you try and, you know, say, okay, I'm going to wait, and if it breaks, I'll get it. But the breakout is so huge that it's like, forget it.
Oh, yeah, I play big, half. Man. That's how I do it.
So I'd half when it's basing.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
We got to run. Thank you for the
guys.
Call.
Great
call us
next
Thank you
week.
For the call. Take care.
Have a good weekend.
You
okay,
have
you
been
too.
Listening to Willard Saperston, Peter Greco, the Dollar Doctors, brought to you by Saperston Asset Management. Website, saperston.com, with free economic research. We manage accounts. The markets, the technology looked very strong last week. And as we always say, keep a little powder dry and good night and good luck.
You've been listening to The Dollar Doctor Show. Every Saturday morning at 10, Willard Saperston and Peter Greco answer your questions about stocks, bonds, mutual funds, retirement issues, and the economy in general. The Dollar Doctor Show is brought to you by Saperston Asset Management, member of the Financial Industry Regulatory Authority, SIPC, MSRB. Discussion of specific securities should not be construed as recommendations to buy or sell, either by Saperston Asset Management or AM 1520 WWKB. The Dollar Doctor Show is rebroadcast on Saturday night at midnight. You're invited to join us again then or next Saturday morning at 10 a.m. on AM 1520 WWKB.